Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
With your Amex card, entertainment benefits like special ticket access and pre-sales to select can't-miss events while supplies last, make every tap music to your ears.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the iCouple. I'm Chris. He's Rob. We're live from the aforementioned TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, it's the way tire buying should be. We got the debut of baseball justice with two-time World Series champion David Justice coming up. One of the best players in baseball during the 90s. And he'll join us in about 28 minutes or so. Rob, the Miami Heat making a little run. 69-60, about 4 minutes into the third quarter. So this is going, if the Hawks are going to pull off this upset, they're going to have to earn it because the Heat are fighting back. So we'll keep you guys appraised on what's going on down there in Miami. But, Rob, let's move to the Western Conference and talk about the team we mentioned earlier that you trashed, the Dallas Mavericks. Their general manager, Nico Harrison. Nico, I know him, known him a long time. He worked for Nike, worked with Kobe and a lot of players. For Nike, they've now cut it to 69-63 Miami trail in the Hawks.
There's always going to be a run.
It's a run. They getting back in it. So, but here's what Nico, now the general manager for the Dallas Mavericks, said about Kyrie Irving. Now, Kyrie skipped his exit interview with the media, but he did have the exit interview with the franchise. And here's what he said, Nico. I think the things that he said along the way about how he feels here, how he feels appreciated, how he feels accepted and allowed to be himself, those are the things that he said kind of consistently. That's what gives me the optimism that he wants to be here. Rob, Kyrie is eligible for a 5-year $272 million deal with the Mavericks or a 4-year $202 million deal. That's why he left Brooklyn. You and I both agree. He probably understands it now. Big mistake. You had a great team there. You had a real chance to win a championship.
Made the All-Star team, was playing great. He could have just played it out, Chris, and he would have gotten rewarded.
Absolutely. At home, right? That's one reason he went to Brooklyn, because he wanted to be in New Jersey, where he grew up, family's there. And you didn't stay. You demanded the trade because they wouldn't promise you or give you the max. And now you have no idea what Dallas is going to do. Rob, what would you do if you were the Mavericks with Kyrie?
It's a tough spot, because if you weren't committed to him, Chris, and I mean committed that more than you were just renting him to have a championship run this year, you know, you gave up a lot for him. So you have to make up your mind. And when you make a move like that, deep down, you got to ask yourself, he's never going to be happy there unless he gets the big deal, Chris.
That's definitely
right or wrong?
You got to think about. He's
not going to be happy if you come up with a deal that the Nets offered him. That's not a fully max contract. And if you're not willing to do that, you made a big mistake trading for Kyrie Irving. You made a big mistake, because he's not going to be there, and you gave up a ton for him.
Well, you're right. That's something to consider. That, I mean, look, it's a business. It's a job. Rob, it happens all the time, right? You negotiate deals. You argue. Things are said. People aren't happy with the ultimate deal. But you know what? You show up for work, right? And you do your best. But there is something to be said about a guy being happy, right? Feeling appreciated. But I'm going to be honest, Rob. I understand that, and that's real. There is no way I would give Kyrie a long-term max deal. No way.
I'm not mad at you for saying that. I totally get it. Everybody knows he's a tremendous player. That's not the issue. It's once you give him the contract, Chris, can you count on it? And I don't think anybody knows, honestly. Because once he has that fully guaranteed deal in his hand, now this can come up. Now that can come up. Now there's an issue. Now, I mean, it's a scary proposition, because
I agree with you. You're totally right.
If you remember, Chris, Boogie Cousins was on the doorstep of a $206 million fully max deal.
Second max deal.
Am I right? What did they do? They traded him.
Yep.
They were like, what's going on now? What happens when we give him 206?
You're right. Rob, and you got a track record. Boston, Brooklyn. And beyond that, Kyrie is phenomenal. But he didn't help us win. In fact, we went the other way.
We went south.
And he played great. Can he play any better? What in the world was going on? I mean, Rob, I get it. Let's not act like Dorian Finney-Smith was Dennis Rodman in his prime on the defensive end.
That's what I was going to say. That was the name I was going to pull out, Dennis Rodman, too.
All right, I thought about Pippen or, you know, whoever you want to say.
Dennis Rodman is the right guy, because he was a defensive stalwart.
Yeah. I mean, Dorian Finney-Smith is a nice 3-and-D guy and could defend. But come on. He wasn't all that. And the team went south. They went 7-25. They were 5-11 with Luka and Kyrie on the floor. Rob, that's the worst record, worst winning percentage of two All-Stars on the same team, like who made it that year, same year All-Stars. Since the merger, 1976. Think about that. So I got a track record on and off the court. I'm sorry. This is my offer. And I'm not just, you know, I'm going to respect Kyrie. I'm going to sit down and talk with him about why and all that. But I'm going to be like, 1 year, max, 1 year, whatever that is, 40 million or whatever. And the second year, max, with it as a team option. That's it. And, you know, it's hard to tell somebody, look, with your resume, with your track record, whatever, all I have to say is Kyrie. We went from 4th to 11th. I got to be honest, we're not sure this is going to work, but we love your talent. You're a fantastic player. You're phenomenal. We think we can be great, but we haven't seen enough. We just haven't. What we saw was bad. Now, we're willing to give you and our team the benefit of the doubt.
Right, because he played well. That won't be it.
Right, that we will be better. But we cannot lock up this team for the next 4 years. So that's our offer. 2 years, 1 year with a team option for the second year. Now, here's the thing, Rob. Where's Kyrie going? I mean, there's only one NBA.
Detroit. Orlando.
Thank you.
I'm just giving you all the bad teams that got money.
The teams with money. Houston. San Antonio. Detroit, you mentioned. Orlando. Utah. Oklahoma City. Now, not only is Kyrie not likely to want to play for any of those teams, Indiana. Although he probably would go there for the money.
He would go. You know what? Right. I was just saying, like, at some point, Chris... Because between what happened with Brooklyn and
he
Nike,
would go for the money.
He lost money. He lost a lot of money in the last 2 years.
Honestly, Rob, if I was in his position, I'd probably go for the money too. But here's the thing. Why would any of those teams want Kyrie? And it has nothing to do with the things I said, you know, the track record, the resume, the issues off the court. Charlotte, I got LaMelo Ball. I don't need him and Kyrie. Orlando, I'm young and developing. Tyree doesn't fit our timetable. That's Dame in Portland all over again. I'm young. Indiana, I got Tyrese Halliburton, who was an all-star guard. Detroit, Rob, Cade Cunningham. The rookie was good from Purdue. And hopefully, they're hoping they get Big Vic Wembanyama. Oklahoma City, I got Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Josh Giddey. My backcourt is nice. Utah, that's just not the fit for Kyrie in many ways. San Antonio. Right. I mean.
How many times are you going to walk down the River Walk, Chris, down near the Alamo? Right. I mean.
Rob, Houston's young. We talked about it don't make sense to sign Harden. Why would it make sense to sign Kyrie? So it's not only that Kyrie may not want to play in those bad situations. But those teams aren't likely to be interested in Kyrie. And the Lakers, Rob, the Lakers it's been reported they're not interested. We'll see how their playoff run goes. That might change things. But they would face the prospect, Rob, of give up all the depth that you acquired over the All-Star break at the trade deadline for Kyrie. And then basically you got Kyrie, AD, and LeBron, which is great. That's a heck of a trio. But that's it. It's going to be minimum salary dudes around them. Is that enough? And so Kyrie doesn't have much leverage, Rob. He don't have much leverage. So
what leverage? No, there is no leverage. And that's why, Chris, could one of these bad teams just decide we need a star? We'll just do, you know what I mean? Like, it could. And then Kyrie would have to
You know the team I think that would be Washington.
Washington.
They do stuff like this, you know. Just random, mediocre, random stuff that's going to keep them being fair to Midland. You know? I mean, that's what they do. The Bradley Beal's saying he might not, you know, be happy there losing or being average.
How's he not happy? Maybe that deal? Does he realize what deal he has on the table, Chris?
It's him and Dame. You signed the money. You knew the team was bad.
You took the loot. Don't bellyache.
You took the loot. Don't pollute.
Very nice.
So I don't know. Look, Miami, if I'm the Heat, do you think, Rob, I mean, Heat culture is strong. Strong. They had LeBron bristling down there. I mean, that culture is, they don't play. You think, I don't know if Kyrie, because Kyrie don't buckle. Kyrie stands up for himself.
I don't know if
he would conform.
Yeah, I don't see that working. I don't. Because if Pat Riley says something or whatever situation, it's about Pat Riley as long as he's still there, Chris.
Yep.
And I know he's long in his tooth. He ain't the same guy he was when he was with the Knicks coaching back 20-some-odd years ago. You know what I mean?
He's been there since the Louisiana Purchase.
There you go. Very nice. But it was in escrow.
All right, let's throw it out to you guys.
You couldn't help yourself, could you? You couldn't.
All right, so give me it. What deal would you offer Kyrie if you're the Mavericks?
A 2-year deal.
The team option for the second? Or you giving him, you guaranteeing him 2 years?
I'll give him 2 years. And I'll give him top money for 2 years, but that's it. Show me. I'm giving you 2 years. I'm not disrespecting you by giving you a 1 year, Chris. Here's 2 years. And you could get the other two or four more after that.
Here's the risk, though. This is why I got to stay with one.
Okay.
Because if it doesn't go well with Luka, you could lose Luka.
Now, wait a minute. When is Luka's up? Does he have one more?
Well, Luka's got like 3 years left.
So I'm good with the two.
But I'm just saying Luka could ask for a trade. Or if he's that disgruntled, you know, he could be like, look, I'm getting out of here when I get a chance. You know, it just... And there's no evidence that he and Luka, I think they get along fine. I'm not saying they don't. I'm just saying if the team's not winning, then Luka could be like, or if Kyrie starts taking sabbaticals and all that during the season. All right, Rob's giving Kyrie 2 years max. I'm giving him 1 year max with a team option for the second year. What would you give Kyrie if you're the Dallas Mavericks, or would you just say good riddance? 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. 877-996-6369. It's The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
What do you get when you combine a 3-time Manager of the Year and a 3-time National Sports Writer of the Year? It's the Book of Joe podcast. Hey, this is Tom Verducci from Fox Sports, MLB Network, and Sports Illustrated.
And I'm Joe Madden, and we're going to be around to talk a little bit about managerial decisions, playoff games, and what may have occurred in the dugout, maybe in the 1980s.
I can't wait for this, Joe. We're going to dive into what goes on in the dugout and behind the scenes in Major League Baseball.
Cars, wine, whatever else we want to talk about.
Listen to the Book of Joe podcast on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place is wonderful. Bundle and save at progressive.com. All right, 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. If you're Dallas, what kind of deal would you offer Kyrie, or would you just let him walk? Maybe try a sign and trade.
All right, let's kick it off with Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's going on? And Mr. Bussard, I want to pay you some respect and give you some props. That was an excellent list of what you did today.
Thank you.
I was agreeing all the way down the line.
You're talking about my NBA awards?
Yes. I never missed first things first.
You did well. No, and I don't kiss no butt. You mean, so I'm giving you props right now. You never said I give you no props. You did well.
Thank you, brother.
That was right on the money. Even your big guys. You had the three best players in the league going for MVP. They got to be on the first team.
Absolutely. Yes.
And you made a good point real quick on SGA. There was the wrong word to you was improved. He can't be MVP.
No.
He's too much more than improved. There's no award for him. But he took the biggest step from where he was to where he is. That's what I was trying to say.
Outstanding right. call, Mark. I got to be honest. This is what a call.
Because he's brown nosed and now all of a sudden is outstanding. Is that it, Mark?
He's the one to call up and give me love. Great call. Mark, call anytime.
Rob G, are you screening these calls or just putting anybody on? That's what I want to know. All right, let's go to Andre in Massachusetts. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Yeah, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call. Listen, if I'm the Dallas Mavericks, Kyrie gets a one-year deal, one-year max deal, and that's take it or leave it. And if you decide to move on to greener pastures, me being the Mavericks, then that's your business. What is Kyrie? He's on the hook for what? Almost $39 million?
But they gave up a lot for him, though. You just going to, like, just kiss that off?
I'd rather than give him the max or something, I try to sign and trade him. But, you know, get something back for him. But I don't know.
And I don't see Kyrie having, you know, much of a market. You know, in my view, you know, he's looking to make his way to L.A. one way or the other. But for the Dallas Mavericks, this is on Mark Cuban. He talks a lot about, you know, people being the stupid money at the table. You know, Luka Doncic said, you know, last year we had chemistry. We were having fun. Made it to the Western Conference Finals this year. So all that's out the window. So in trying to, quote-unquote, get a star to go along with Luka, you took this. Mark Cuban made a serious wager that came up bust. So I think he and the general manager have to now reform the team. They have to admit that they were wrong with Kyrie, collect your losses, and then they need to go out there and build a team that's going to work. And here's the thing. Here's the bottom line. They're not going to get a star to go with Luka. Okay, you're not going to get a 1A to go with Luka. It has to be built on a Giannis model. You need a Middleton. You need a Drew Holiday. You need pieces that fit rather than going big game hunting for major stars. Thanks for taking the call.
All right, appreciate it, Andre. Yep. What about Joe in San Diego? You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Joe?
All right, thanks for taking my call. And it's ironic. I've been thinking about this Kyrie thing all day today, and y'all have this as a topic. If I was Dallas, what I would do is I'd sign him to 2 years, and then I'd pick up the phone and call Portland and say, why don't y'all go ahead and give me Damon? He's been a good soldier. Y'all trying to rebuild and go in the tank. Taking Kyrie would definitely put y'all in the tank. And I think that Damon and Luka would be a much better deal and make contact.
I was about to say, why would Portland want Kyrie? But you saying they would take him so they would
right, so they could
be
tank.
The worst team in the league. Nah, that I wouldn't. I don't. There's no way reason for Portland to do that. Don't you agree, Rob? They're
yeah,
just, I mean,
I just
because you probably be about what you are now.
And not
and
only
Dame,
that,
the fans love Dame. Why would I trade him for Kyrie, who's about the same level of player?
And the Portland ain't the greatest place either, Chris. Like, you have to have an acquired taste for Portland.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just saying from Kyrie.
I mean, he's 3,000 miles away from home. Although I guess L.A. would be that too, but L.A. and Portland are totally different.
Two different places. All right.
Yeah, okay. All right, well, Baseball Justice with David Justice is next.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'm innocent, I told you.
It's time for Baseball Justice on The Odd Couple.
You're going to get your feelings hurt,
man.
With former MLB slugger David Justice.
Here's Justice. Deep to right center. Way back.
Court is now in session.
That's right, the new baseball segment that's sweeping the nation. Baseball Justice with two-time World Series champion David Justice. Where Chris, Rob, and Dave are going to discuss the biggest headlines in Major League Baseball. But we're going to have a definitive ruling on each topic, courtesy of our man, David Justice. Dave, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, what's up, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's Dave, up, David? What up? Welcome to the show.
Yeah, what up, Chris? What up, Rob?
All good, man.
We're really happy to have you this season. Talking some baseball. Yep. Good conversation. Here we go.
All right. So the maiden voyage of this segment, of course, the big story of the baseball week and actually the big story in sports, if you ask me, the Tampa Rays, who I don't know, last I heard, may be a major league team. They only get like 12 fans there in the stadium, but they are off to a blistering 11-0 start and are closing in. Actually, no, they actually passed it earlier. They now have the Major League Baseball record for most home runs hit through their first 11 games. They are on an absolute tear. This is a simple question, guys. Are these Tampa Bay Rays for real or fugazi?
Go ahead, Mr. Justice. You could start it off.
Well, here's what I'll say about the Tampa Bay Rays. This is exactly how you want to start a season. When we sit around at the end of spring training, every one of us wants to get off to a great start and from a team perspective and as a player. Nobody wants to get off to a bad start and feel like you're going to fight uphill for the rest of the season. What Tampa Bay is doing is amazing, but it shows you that when you swing the bats, yeah, they're averaging, what, seven plus runs a game. The defense has showed up. They're getting great pitching, so they're hitting on every facet of the game. They're getting the timely hitting. They're doing it all right now. This is exactly how you want to start a season. But, fellas, we know it's early. It's only April. There's a long way to go. It's a long season. You know, you got the ups and downs. You got injuries. I mean, you know, you got trade deadlines. There's so many things that can happen in this journey. But the way they're starting right now, fellas, is unbelievable. And the energy that they carry within their team. They look like a team that really gets along, that really enjoys each other's company, and it shows. What the part that sucks is their local fan base is not going to be able to watch it because nobody shows up for their games.
But let me say this, Dave.
Go ahead, jump in.
I got you. And you do want to start off great, and you want to play who's on your schedule, but this whole Tampa Bay Rays and their 11-0 start, just like I said about the Lakers earlier, Chris, is fugazi. They've played the worst teams in baseball. They beat up the Detroit Tigers, the Washington Nationals, the Oakland A's, and now even the Red Sox are a bad team. That's who they've beaten up. And I'm not mad at them for doing that, but I'm not buying into anything else other than they got off to a great start against some really bad teams with bad pitching. And, Chris, that's why they're 11-0.
Well, look, I'm not buying that they're going to run, you know, win 115 games and run through the American League and win the World Series necessarily. But I'm buying that they're a legit team. Like, I don't think this is just a result of the schedule. Look, when the hitting, I mean, they're not going to keep hitting the home runs at that this pace. They're not going to keep scoring at this pace. And they probably won't keep pitching at this pace because their pitching's been phenomenal. I think their team ERA is below 2. But I think the pitching's going to continue to be strong. And even if once the hitting kind of subsides and kind of comes back to the mean, they're still going to have good pitching. And they got Randy Arozarena, who obviously is a top player. So I think the offense will stay solid. But look, this is they're not coming out of nowhere. This is a team that's made the playoffs the last 4 years. So they're legit. They're not just a bunch of young no-names nobody's heard of, and all of a sudden they're playing well. They've been playing well the last few years, and this is a continuation. So, yeah, I do think they're for real. I think they'll be in the playoffs, and I think they'll be a team to be reckoned with.
All right, Dave, the cases have been made by all parties involved, but you get the final ruling here. Yes or no? Are the Tampa Bay Rays for real or fugazi?
No, I think they are for real. I think that this is a team that does not rely on one or two players offensively. If you look at their team, they're getting production up and down the lineup.
Yep.
That's a great sign for a team because when you have guys up and down the lineup that can come up big for you, that eases a lot of the pressure off of your big guys to have to feel the need to perform each and every night and have that professional and have that on their backs. The pitching, like you said, their pitching looks really good.
Yep.
So barring any type of injuries, their pitching is going to be consistent. Now, they're not going to average 7 runs a game for the rest of the year, but I wouldn't be surprised to see them continue to score at a rate that puts them always in contention to win a game around the 7th, 8th, 9th inning. They're going to be in a lot of games. And another thing, fellas, I know you mentioned that the teams they've played thus far are some of the worst teams, according to you, but they're still on the roster. They're still on the schedule. Right. And when you dominate the teams, that you're supposed to beat, that is a solid sign of a really good team. When you dominate, because we always say, right, let's win a series. We want to win every series. But you never expect to sweep teams. And they're sweeping teams. So to me, I think they're for real. Barring any major injuries, I think they're going to be solid. I think they'll be there the whole season.
All right, sounds like the justice is with me.
Well, he is with you, but
sounds
we got
like
one
I'm
more.
Winning.
We
this
got
one.
Time for one more quick one, an offshoot of this question. Baseball Justice with David Justice, 2-time World Series champ. Dave, you said they're for real, right? However, yep, entering this season in attendance, the Rays were 28, 28, 29, 29, and 30. Mm. If they are for real and they make another deep run and the attendance still doesn't improve, do they need to change cities a la the Oakland Athletics?
Well, I'll tell you this. It does matter when you're playing in front of packed houses. I mean, I've played in packed houses with the Braves, the Yankees, the Cleveland Indians. I know what an environment like that does to a team and the enthusiasm even more so within that clubhouse. But these guys have shown that they can play very well despite low attendance rate, yeah, low attendances. So, yeah, I think that eventually they probably need to make a move and move this team out of Tampa because when you're only getting, when you're playing in a facility that has 42,000-43,000 seats and you're only getting just under 14,000, 15,000, I mean, that you're playing in front of a half-packed stadium almost every home game, which absolutely sucks as a player. But they've been able to do it. But, again, this looks like a team that would be better served to move somewhere else where they would be more appreciated.
Quickly, I'm going to say I think that they should be moved. I think baseball made a big mistake. Tampa Bay, Chris, and Dave, It's not a major league city for baseball. They should have one team in Florida. The Marlins struggle. The Rays struggle. There should have been one team in Orlando. I think baseball has to get this team out of Tampa Bay, Chris.
Totally agree. I mean, it's just been for years. And they, like I said, they've been a good franchise. The winning doesn't change things. Same with Miami. And so what can you do if you're winning and you're not drawing fans?
Right.
I mean, this is a historic run. and they still not showing up. Yeah, it's just,
well,
no.
Just look at this year. Just look at this. They're 10-0. They're 11-0. I think they won today.
11-0.
Right. So, right.
So if you can't get your fans, remember, it's the start of a new season. So that there's energy in that just off top.
Yep.
It's a new season, energy. We got a chance to win. Let's go support. They're 11-0, and you still can't get fans? That tells you a lot about your fan base. And when you hear, it's very difficult. First of all, I played in that stadium, and it is a stadium that feels very dreary. It doesn't have any energy to it. I mean, it's dark. It's just not – the ambiance isn't one of excitement, I'll tell you that right now, having played there. So, they would be better served to move out to another city that is looking for a team. But where would that be? We don't know yet.
All right.
There it is. This is final vote.
Baseball justice.
Dave.
Chris wins the first one.
Yeah.
Hey, we appreciate you. Dave will be doing baseball justice every other week here on The Odd Couple, man. We love it.
Great job, Dave.
All right, fellas. All right, Chris. Brother. All right, Rob. Man, looking forward to next time.
Yes, sir.
More Odd Couple coming your way. Atlanta 102, Miami 91. Wow. 5.5 minutes left. Let's see if the Hawks can hold
on. Plus, I got my five.
Yeah, you might make money on this. All right, keep it locked. All right, couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, my name's Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. I just had a great conversation with Michael B. Jordan, and you can listen to it right now. Michael is known for his performances in both film and television. His breakout role was in Fruitvale Station, playing Oscar Grant, which earned him widespread praise and numerous award nominations. His portrayal of Killmonger in Marvel's Black Panther, one of my favorites, further solidified his status as one of Hollywood's leading actors, earning him widespread acclaim for his complex and compelling performance. In our conversation, Michael really opens up. You're going to love listening to it, and I can't wait for you to check it out.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. It's always the feeling when you're getting ready to, you know, people give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get. People quit.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And we got the progressive play of the day.
Tell me how these randoms keep getting jobs.
I guess that's it. The progressive play of the day or like quote that. Of the day.
That seemed oddly personal directed at you, Chris, if to me.
Progressives making things even easier. They'll help you bundle your home and your car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE. Rob, the Atlanta Hawks up 110-99 on Miami, 3.5 minutes left. They should hold on. The Eastern Conference playoffs, we talked about the Lakers. I mean, you're not high on the Lakers. Would you agree that, because I feel very strongly about this, the Western Conference from the beginning of the playoffs is going to be great. Some great matchups. I mean, you're picking the Clippers.
You would think so because it's not, there's really no dominant team that you know is going to win for sure. I mean, you
right.
can look at the Phoenix Suns and say, on paper, you can look at the Warriors. I don't know. Do they they won a championship last year, but if they go and they were on the road the first two games, Chris, and go into an 0-2 hole, right, because the road woes show up again, do you know what I mean? Like, you don't know.
No, there's questions about every team, which is great, and I think it's great in large part, Rob, because even as there's questions about every team, even as there's no, you know, clear-cut, you know, dominant team out there, they're star-studded. You know what I mean? It's not like you got a bunch of no-name teams and none of them are that good, so it's parity and it's wide open because nobody's really good. No. We've got Kevin Durant, Devin Booker, Nikola Jokic, Steph Curry, LeBron, and AD. Like, it is star-studded, Kawhi. And yet, it's wide open. So, it is exciting. And I think, I mean, again, the Clippers, the Suns should be. Because I think Kawhi is looking forward to going against Durant. I think, I know Westbrook's looking forward to going at Durant and Chris Paul. And so I think that's going to be interesting. Obviously, Golden State and Sacramento, two offensive teams. That'll be fun. Denver just, heck, what if Denver gets the Lakers? Or Memphis gets the Lakers? One of them's getting the Lakers, most likely. And so that's going to be, it's going to be great. And the East, not as much. The East will be, the second round of the East will be good. I'm thinking you're going to see Milwaukee and Cleveland, and which I think the Bucks will win, but Cleveland might be able to make it interesting. And then probably Boston, Philadelphia. But the first round doesn't have that many great matchups. Do you agree that the West, at least for the first round, is the place to be in the NBA playoffs?
Yeah,
you know, as far as fans.
It's not. I think that's obvious because there are three really good teams in the East, and you know some other teams that just aren't up to their speed or as good as them. Whereas the West just seems more wide open. Now you got to admit, if the Hawks hold on, Chris, that's a little bit of a shakeup. I mean, I'm not saying.
I think that makes it even. I mean, look, I think Boston would have beat Miami, but I think they'll have an easier time with Atlanta.
Right, but I'm just saying like that was a surprise today, would you say that?
Yep. So assuming Miami survives the 9-10 matchup, which is Toronto and Chicago, Miami will get Milwaukee.
Is it
112-101? It's over. 114-101, a minute 40 left, and I know
13.
I'm about 15 minutes behind.
The game is over, right? The game is actually over, and Miami came back, Chris, on your streaming.
Yeah, this is pretty much over. I mean, the Hawks just scored, and they're going to the line to make a three-point play. So, yeah, it looks like this is surprising, Rob. A lot of people thought Miami do something. And here they go. But they've been up and down all year. I mean,
I liked them on the road, Chris. Remember I said I thought that, I thought the Heat would win, but I thought it would be close. I really did.
Yep.
And that's why I took the +5. I didn't think they would win outright and win by double digits. Now, I'm not sitting here lying, telling you I knew that was going to happen.
Right, right. Well, right, look, Miami has to have an influx of talent. They just do. I know their culture is grit and grind and hard nose and, you know, give it your all. And look, this is the NBA. You better get some talent. The only times they, for all that culture, all that Pat Riley culture, when they won championships, Rob, who'd they have? Dwayne Wade and Shaq and LeBron James and Dwayne Wade and Chris Bosh.
Right. Don't act like you did it with tape and glue and popsicle sticks.
Yeah. I mean, you got to go. Rob, they got five dudes that have either started or been in their rotation that weren't drafted.
Wow.
Gabe Vincent, Max Strus, the Caleb Miller, I think is his name, Duncan Robinson. It's just, it's ridiculous. Go get some talent if you want to really compete in this league.
No doubt.
And so,
stop playing that game, you know, but yeah, that's ego. You know, like, we can draft, we know talent. Yep. Like, that's, sometimes teams get into that, Chris, and they never win, but you're trying to prove a point on how you know basketball.
Right, right, right. Our culture and all that stuff. So, enough. All right, it is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, signing off. Keep it locked, though, right here on Fox Sports Radio. Look, Jason Smith, Mike Harmon, y'all in for a treat. Heat is on the way. Trust!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.